This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope as you get your day going that you've carved out a little time to spend alone with God, allowing Him to speak to you from the Bible. And I want to be a little part of that, taking you to the scriptures right now. And I hope you'll just in your heart right now say a prayer to God and say, God, I want to hear from you. I want my life to be directed by you, to be organized around your priorities for me. And so I want you to know that I'm listening. I'm paying attention to what you have to say to me today. You are the center of my life. How God loves to hear that kind of prayer. And I'm sure that if that's your heart right now, the Lord has something to say to you today. We've been talking all this week about balance in our lives in the area of time. And I want to take you today to Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Talking about Jesus, Mark says, "And in the early morning, while it was still dark," so it's really early, "Jesus arose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there." Well, he found time to do what was important. Do you know one of the devil's tools in your life is busyness? Certainly Jesus had been busy. The day before this was the busiest recorded day in all of Jesus' ministry. And yet here he is, a great while before day, while it's still dark, heading out to a lonely place and praying there. The next verse says, "And Simon and his companions hunted for him and found him and said to him, 'Everyone is looking for you.' And he said to them, 'Let us go somewhere else to the towns nearby and carry on ministry there.'" Well, busyness. It includes being busy with good things. What the disciples tried to pressure Jesus into running out and doing was ministry to people who were looking for him. But because of Jesus' time alone with his Father in heaven, he knew that that wasn't God's plan for him right then. I wonder if you've ever done the exercise of writing down everything you spend for a week or even for a month and looking at the outcome. I remember the first time I did that, truly recording every little thing I spent and then seeing the result at the end, how shocking it was to me to see how I had spent my money that month. Well, we can become equally horrified if we become accountable for our time, if we were to actually see how we spend our hours every day. If you put your life onto a set of scales, what would be the outcome? Would your use of your time be balanced or way off balance from where it needs to be? Someone has said, "The great dividing line between success and failure can be expressed in five words. I did not have time." Isn't that right? Well, if you're going to order your life rightly, you're going to have to look at your level of busyness and say, is this right? And what can I do about it? Once you've established what are the most important things for you to spend your time on, then you need to evaluate how you're spending your time against those things and make some difficult decisions. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.